Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today we're going to do a forgiveness meditation. Forgiveness may be the most important thing that you need to learn. If you have resentments, anger toward yourself or others, it's like a poison. It could be killing you. It could be keeping you incarnated here when you're ready to move to a higher level of consciousness. It could be stopping you from manifesting whatever your heart's desire is, because deep down you simply think you don't deserve it. As I learned the power of forgiveness in my life, I began to see huge changes. I went through a period in my life where I couldn't look myself in the mirror. I despised myself. I couldn't forgive myself. And I also have had periods where I was so angry with other people and I simply could not forgive them. These ended up being weights that weighed me down. I'm sure it's the same for you. Check out my Ho'oponopono meditations. I have two, and those are really good as a sort of affirmation to bring up those things that you haven't forgiven yourself from your subconscious. This is another technique for forgiveness. It's a very short meditation. If you do this on a regular basis, especially when you're encountering roadblocks in your manifestations, or you're dealing with emotions coming up that are really bothering you, it's likely that you haven't either forgiven yourself or forgiven others. So, find a place where you can let go of the outside world. You can do this sitting down or laying down. It doesn't matter. First of all, just begin to relax. Let go of the outside world. A lot of times, if you have forgiveness issues, things that you really haven't dealt with, they end up in your body. They end up as tensions or sickness in your body. So I want you to scan your body of any tensions that you might be holding and let those go. Take a deep breath. Consciously relax your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees and thighs, scanning up through your groin, your stomach, your back, your chest, your shoulders, neck, your arms, your hands, all the muscles in your face, your forehead. Let your shoulders down. Lighten your body. Feel it floating a little bit. Just let go of any tensions. Place your hand on your heart. There's a place in your heart where there's an atom, a singularity, that has traveled with you through every incarnation, that knows everything about you, that is a piece and a spark of the great Creator. And I want you to just focus on that for a second as you breathe in through your heart. Slow your breath. I want you to see yourself walking along a beach. You're walking barefoot in the sand. You can hear the waves gently rolling. You might hear birds in the distance. You feel the heat of the setting sun. As you walk along, you come upon a cave. You walk into this cave, and here in this cave, you're going to see and remember, along the walls or in your mind, however it comes up, everything that you've done in your life, all of the times that you've wronged anyone, times that you've hurt anyone, lied to them. All of this begins to come up. You begin to remember all the times that you have hurt anybody, wronged anybody. It's okay. Just feel this. For this moment, it's okay to feel this. To remember all of it. From when you were a child all the way to now. Now, I want you to ask for forgiveness from your heart, from that place in your heart that's open. I want you to send out and ask for forgiveness from each of these people in each of these situations, no matter what it is. Just ask, please forgive me from your heart. Very good. You can feel a lifting of this burden. You feel all of it leaving you. These thoughts and concerns, these things that you have in your mind. You walk out of the cave. And you see the beautiful sunset as you continue to walk down the beach. You come upon another cave. You go in to this cave. It is well lit. Within the cave, as you walk along, you see all the times that you have wronged yourself, that you've done terrible things to yourself. you've circumvented yourself, that you've derailed yourself, all those times where you have done damage to yourself. Bring these up right now. Now, for each of these things that you have brought up that have come into your consciousness, I want you to forgive yourself. You can say it out loud. You can say, I forgive myself. And it's okay if you feel tears coming to yourself and emotions welling up. It's okay. Don't be afraid of these emotions. The emotions are a release. They may come from the cave before, but now I want you to just forgive yourself for all these things, each one individually. Very good. You can feel a lifting, a lightness, as you truly let go of these things and you forgive yourself and you love yourself, and you can feel a warmth growing in your heart. As you step out of the cave and you see the beautiful sunset, this beautiful light shining upon you, and you walk down the beach, feeling the soft sand in your feet and the gentle breeze hitting your face and the waves slowly rolling in. And you come upon the final cave. And as you enter this cave, you begin to see, feel, and remember all of the people that have harmed you, that have done you wrong, that have derailed you, that have angered you, that you hold resentments for. All of them. I want you to bring all of these up. Whatever emotions you feel right now, it's okay. You are releasing these emotions. These emotions have been held inside your body, and we're bringing them up right now. In order to release them, we must bring them up. Now, I want you to forgive each one of them to the best of your ability. If you're not capable of forgiving them, then I want you to become aware of it. This is work that you now have to do. Simply forgive them if you can. Call up that unconditional love in your heart. See yourself in them, no matter what they did to you. It could be the most horrible thing. Find a way to forgive them. If you can't, I want you to be aware of it. I want you to call up into your consciousness this person that you have not forgiven. And then you will continue to work on this when you are done with this meditation. But for now, go through each of them and truly forgive them. You will not have forgiven them until you have forgotten about them. You are not saying that what they did to you is okay. You're releasing the resentment, the anger that you hold in your heart and body that is making you sick and holding you down. For anybody that you can think of in this moment, I want you to pull all of them up and I want you to release them. Forgive them. You can say it out loud. I forgive you. Now I want you to sit in the lightness that you feel now. You've let these things go. You've released these emotions about yourself, about others, and about what you've done. You are free. You are free. Feel it just leaving your body, leaving your mind. If these things come up after this meditation, go through and consciously forgive and acknowledge it. If you have not been able to forgive anybody, you now know the work that you need to do. And once you forgive them, it will transform your life. So I want you to sit in this lightness and feel gratitude for your life, for the people in your life, for yourself. Feel gratitude for everyone, for all the experiences that you've had and what they have taught you. Rest in your heart. Find that powerful spark within your heart and stay in that and let it cleanse you. And slowly you can begin to awaken. It feels so good. You've detoxified your mind and body. You've let go of these poisons that are holding you down. I promise you, this is the most powerful thing that you can do. Forgive yourself. Forgive those that have harmed you, that you hold with resentment and anger. You are powerful, you are loved, you are wonderful, and you are free. I want you to go out into the day and let that stuff go. And create and love and feel joy and bliss. You deserve it. You have permission to feel this joy. Welcome to the Reality Revolution.